Chapter 7. The World of Science. Unit 14. Sources and Uses of Fluorine.
Fluorine is the 9th chemical element listed in the periodic table. Its chemical symbol is F. Fluorine is the lightest element in the group of chemical elements known as halogens or salt producers. Halogens are nonmetals that, when combined with metals, form many of the salts found in the Earth's oceans. They are further characterized by their strong, bad smell. They can also burn a person's skin. Halogens are electronegative, meaning that the atoms which make up halogens can oxidize other chemicals. Oxidization involves the taking of electrons from atoms of other elements.The atom or molecule that acquires the electron then has a negative electrical charge. Fluorine is the strongest oxidizing agent, making it extremely reactive. It combines with other elements to make compounds more easily than any other chemical element. Fluorine is found in the mineral fluorite, which is also sometimes called fluorspar or fluoro. It is made up most commonly of the elements calcium and fluoride.Steel makers use fluorite during the process of making steel. Ultraviolet radiation causes fluorite crystals to fluoresce or give off light. This occurs because fluorite atoms absorb energy from ultraviolet radiation. This energy causes electrons inside the atoms to become excited. When these electrons fall back into their normal state, the absorbed energy is released as light.The light given off by fluorite minerals, called fluorescence, is essential in the making of fluorescent lighting. Fluorides are chemical compounds that contain fluorine. When treated with sulfuric acid, fluorides produce hydrogen fluoride. This is a chemical used in aluminum production. In addition, hydrogen fluoride is used to produce compounds known as chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs.CFC compounds are widely used as refrigerants for air conditioners and refrigerators. They are also used to make insulation foams for furniture and buildings. There is a downside, however, to producing CFCs. When released into the air, CFC molecules rise into the ozone layer of the Earth's upper atmosphere. Ozone is a form of oxygen that protects life on Earth from the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays. As CFCs travel higher in the atmosphere, the ultraviolet rays cause chlorine atoms to separate from CFC molecules. The free chlorine atoms then react with ozone to create ordinary oxygen. Thus, the overuse of products releasing CFCs may over time create holes in the Earth's ozone layer.Perhaps the most commonly recognized compound of fluorine is fluoride. This compound of fluorine helps prevent the decay of the coating on teeth. For this reason, fluoride is often added in small amounts to toothpaste and mouthwash. A study conducted in the 1930s made the use of fluoride even more widespread. That study showed that people living in areas where water naturally contained fluoride had fewer cavities.Many cities in the United States thus began to fluoridate or add fluoride to their water. As a result of fluoridation, far fewer cases of tooth decay were found. Today, most people living in U.S. cities have access to fluoridated water. There is a problem with adding fluoride to drinking water, however. Additional studies have shown that large amounts of fluoride can be harmful to a person's health.Fluoride is thought to cause problems for bones and kidneys. Because of this, many communities worldwide have refused to add fluoride to their water sources. They believe the possible risks of adding fluoride to water outweigh the benefits.